I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This afternoon and this evening, on the square in downtown Macomb, it's a Fine Art Friday. All around the square, local artists' work will be on display. Downtown businesses and the West Central Illinois Arts Center will be open late this evening to exhibit the work of local artists. The galleries are at New Copperfield's Book Service, at Hooked on You, at the West Central Illinois Arts Center, and at the Sullivan Taylor Coffee House. It's all free and open to the public from 4:30 until 8 this evening on the Courthouse Square Fine Art Friday. Also at the West Central Illinois Arts Center this evening, there is an opening reception for the exhibit Prints, Prints, and More Prints. The reception is from 6:30 until 8 and features works by award-winning regional artist Kathy Crawford and WYU art professor and exhibitor William Howard. Silkscreen engravings, intaglio, and lithographs are among the types of prints included in the new exhibits. The reception includes complimentary hors d'oeuvres and a chance to chat with the artists. Crawford will be exhibiting her color reduction woodcut prints inspired by her travels in Spain, France, and Thailand. And Howard will share a variety of pieces that utilize traditional, alternative, and digital materials, investigating the collaboration of academic investigation, the arts, and the environment. The exhibit is on display through Saturday, October 13th. The gallery is open every Monday through Friday from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, and on Saturdays from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. That's all at the West Central Illinois Arts Center. In Fort Madison, Lights, Camera, Action presents another outdoor movie, as they have been each week during this summer. Tonight's film is Selena. It's free and open to the public at Central Park in Fort Madison at 9th Street and Avenue E. The showing starts at 8:30. It's free and open to the public. This screening is Lights, Camera, Action salute to the Mexican Fiesta. Concessions will be available for sale. The Macomb Community Theater takes the stage this evening with Cactus Pass Jamboree, a comedy by Karen Woodford. That's tonight and tomorrow night and next Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. And on September 23rd, there's a 2 in the afternoon matinee. The plot? Millionaire Trevor Barrington wants his family to experience the real America, so they're heading west in their Rolls-Royce motorhome. Engine trouble strands them in the quaint western town of Cactus Pass, just in time for the town's annual jamboree, which has been canceled every year for the past 80 years due to a feud. But things transpire between these new folks and the locals. Cactus Pass Jamboree. For reservations, call 309-837-1828 or email livetheater@macomb.com. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens, and $6 for students. All performances are at the Pat Crane Memorial Theater, 1 1/4 miles south of Macomb High School on South Johnson Road. At Monmouth College tomorrow, it's the 18th annual Cultural Festival. It features free food, entertainment, and exhibits from around the world on the college's Dunlop Terrace. It starts at 11 in the morning and lasts until 3. Entertainment will be provided by two Chicago-based groups, MADD Rhythms Tap Academy, a performing arts company featuring versatile tap dancers, and by Minianka, an African drum and dance ensemble. Indian classical dances and tabla and sitar music will also be performed. Countries represented at the cultural festival include Burma, Canada, France, Ghana, Ireland, Japan, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sweden. That's on the college's Dunlop Terrace at Monmouth College. It's tomorrow from 11 until 3. Unrehearsed Shakespeare at Western Illinois University is moving on to the campus this year. Formerly known as Bard in the Barn, the unrehearsed performances are going to be performed in the Ravine, an outdoor amphitheater north and east of Washington Hall on WYU's Macomb campus, a venue dating back to 1913. The event is now renamed Unrehearsed Shakespeare Revels in the Ravine, and this year will feature As You Like It at noon, and Anthony and Cleopatra at 3 p.m. Performers include WIU graduate and undergraduate students, alumni, and friends of the unrehearsed performance style. Original performances of Shakespeare's work had no time set aside for rehearsal. Shows simply began appearing on the schedule. Actors will receive scrolls with only their lines and cues on them. Props and costumes will also be kept to a minimum. It's in the Western Illinois University Ravine Amphitheater, north and east of Washington Hall, off West Murray Street. Tickets are $7 for the public, $5 for students. Unrehearsed Shakespeare revels in the ravine. Tomorrow night, at Dixon Mound State Museum outside Lewiston, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues with the Sangamo Stemwinders. It's old-time Illinois string band music. If you called someone a stemwinder back in the mid-1800s, you were saying they were the fancy high-end model, like them their stem-winding pocket watches. Well, with Steve Staley on fiddle, Eric Schroeder on clawhammer banjo, and Mark Mathewson on guitar and mandolin, high-end is what you're getting. The Hickory Ridge Concert Series begins at 7:30 tomorrow night. The doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for children under 12 at the Dixon Mound State Museum, just outside Lewiston. 1 week from tonight, the Western Illinois University School of Music will present their annual scholarship concert, a collage of major student ensembles. One of those ensembles is the University Wind Ensemble, directed by Dr. Michael Fansler, who talked to us about this upcoming concert. The unique angle to this concert is the collage aspect that each of the four major ensembles for the School of Music will have its own little corner of the concert.
It is very interesting, and especially if you're a fan of these top ensembles, it's like a taste of Macomb, if you will, musically. You can come by and grab 15 minutes of enjoyment from each of the four ensembles, so it is an enjoyable evening in that aspect.
And when you have a situation like this where you have a small amount of time to make an impact, how does that affect what you choose for your ensemble?
It is very interesting, the scholarship concert. Anytime we do a collage-type concert, and being positioned typically in the last slot, like the wind ensemble is, typically I look at what kind of offerings musically we've had throughout the evening, and I try to maybe lighten things up if it was really heavy, or give some heavy if it was light, and just try to balance everything out, balance the listener's palate, if you will. This year, I've chose to use a little bit from our October 21st concert, and that concert's called Band Dancing, and it's all dances. Mm. So I've chosen one of the gypsy dances from that, which is very light fare, and it's beautiful, and it has contrasting movements, and I think it's a toe-tapper for sure to end the show. So I like to think from the audience's perspective, mainly in this early concert, what would they most enjoy to close out the concert?
Wasn't it Stravinsky who used to say that there are two kinds of music? There's music that sings and there's music that dances.
Right.
And so you have the dancing covered.
And I often grunt from the podium, so I guess you could call that singing as well.
Another important aspect of this concert is that it is a scholarship concert. So in a way, we have a concert that, because it is during the homecoming weekend, there are a lot of alumni in the concert hall, and then you have the current generation of students on the stage who are raising money potentially for the next generation of students who are going to come to the School of Music.
It is a celebration of Western Illinois' music department, and it's so wonderful to see the alumni back who are successful in whatever they've decided. But interesting enough, they come back hungry for more music. Their experience here was a wonderful one, and they do like to see that younger generation enjoying the same things that they did, walking the same paths. And they often comment to me about how proud they are of the level of talent we have and the concerts that we put on. You know, when you go back to your alma mater, you want to see them being successful, because you can kind of say, hey, maybe it's because I was here. But sure, we want to. The alumni come back and they see our students who otherwise might not have been here. without that scholarship. And more as we see these auditions, it boils down to show me the money. You know, I'd love to come to Western. Can you help us out financially? And concerts like this make it very possible for some of these outstanding musicians to come here to Western Illinois.
Now, as well as hosting returning alumni over the next several weeks, I understand you're going to be hosting a whole nother type of group very soon.
In a nutshell, when the Wind Ensemble went to Brazil in 2010, we made some major connections, one of which was an alum from 1976, Doug Adair. And we collaborated down there. I was just down there on sabbatical last spring, made some further connections. And during this collage concert, one of the people that I met down there will be soloing with the Wind Ensemble. His name is Heinz Schwiebel, and he is the dean of the School of Music at a university down there. And he studied trumpet in the New England Conservatory.
Mm.
And he is Brazilian. I worked down there at his university. We have a strong bond between our two schools. We are sister institutions now, so that there can be further collaboration between teachers and students down there. He, along with Doug Adair and about 18 other Brazilians, are coming up here to celebrate that week of homecoming with us. And they have their own show on Thursday night, the BCA show. It's called A Little Lesson in Brazilian Português. And it is the night before the collage concert, so plenty to see that week.
That sounds like a very interesting type of concert. What exactly is the structure of that program from Thursday night?
As Doug says, it's a boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy moves to another country and is overwhelmed by the change in atmosphere. And it's kind of a narrative story through song and dance. So we have singers, musicians, and dancers in full garb for that Thursday night presentation. And it's just a beautiful story, a wonderful story. They have multimedia going up on the wall behind them in COFAC. It's going to be very engaging visually as well as musically. So it's quite exciting. And with the talented musicians, we have a Brazilian guitarist who lives in Germany that tours with Slash from Guns N' Roses. So we have these people with great experiences going to be here. And they'll be sharing some of their experiences and lessons in master classes throughout the week with our WIU students. The whole week is going to be jam-packed full of presentations, culminating with that concert on Thursday night, and then Heinz soloing with us Friday, and then them kind of hanging out with the Marching Leathernecks on Saturday.
So it sounds like you have one heck of a week ahead of you. You and the School of Music and 18 Brazilians who are in for the Midwestern experience.
Absolutely. We have some cookouts ready for them, some good old USA food. And speaking of collage concert, by the way, I should mention that three other musicians, Jurandir, Jiba, and Isaías, guitar player, drummer, and pianist, in that order, will be soloing with the JSO on that collage concert as well, playing A Night in Tunisia.
A Portuguese, Brazilian take?
It'll be influenced, I'm sure.
Well, thanks for chatting with us today, Mike.
My pleasure as always, Ken.
Dr. Michael Fansler, director of the WIU Wind Ensemble. The annual scholarship collage concert for the School of Music at Western Illinois University, a week from tonight at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for seniors, cash only at the door. It's a scholarship donation. I'm Ken Zonlake. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.